You're listening to SBS News.
In Parliament, Tasmanian Premier Jeremy Rockliffe delivers an apology, unreserved and bypassing political divides.
We failed you. We are all accountable. And we are sorry.
Victims, survivors and supporters gather silently outside watching a big screen broadcast the Premier's address, acknowledging decades of state failings to protect children.
We express our sincere sorrow and regret for those who came to us and who were not believed and not supported at a time when you needed us most.
Sam Leishman was 12 when he was abused by his teacher, a man later charged as a serial pedophile. For him, today's apology was an emotional milestone.
I really did feel like it was a defining moment. It was acknowledgement from our government that we have an appalling history, we have an appalling record, and we've got to make something change.
A commission of inquiry into child sexual abuse in Tasmania concluded in September, unveiling harrowing stories of children being preyed upon at the Launceston General Hospital, the Ashley Youth Detention Centre and other state-run institutions. Tasmanian opposition leader Rebecca White says it brought to light the atrocities being hidden in the dark.
But the uncomfortable reality is that many of these failures to protect children were known, but people didn't act. And many of these stories of abuse have been told before, but people didn't listen.
The final report is due in May, along with what's expected to be a hefty list of recommendations for reform. The state government has already committed to implement them in full. Cassie O'Connor of the Tasmanian Greens told Parliament the recommendations must be prioritised.
If we have to cut the roads budget or cancel the stadium on Hobart's waterfront to give kids the future they deserve, then let's have that debate.
Following the apology, all members of Parliament rose for a minute's silence.
I welcome all others in this place to join us.
Acknowledging both the victim survivors who've spoken out and the untold others suffering in silence. Abby Dinham, SBS News.